Welcome to God, Sex, and You, a daily discipleship podcast on healthy sexuality. Here's your host, Purity Pastor Dustin Daniels.
Well, as the old saying goes, all good things must come to an end. We are wrapping up our Flashback in February series today. And this series, it just happened. It was the coolest thing. I wasn't planning on it, but we took a look in our rearview mirror and we celebrated the amazing guests that God has allowed on this show over the past 6 years. And today is no exception. My guest is Dr. Albert Moeller. He is the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, host of the podcast The Briefing, and the author of We Cannot Be Silent, which is what we're going to discuss today. Before we dive into the show, however, I want to make sure that you heard the announcement over the past few days of a change in the delivery of this podcast, God, Sex, and You. Starting next week on Monday, March 5th, we're going to release one longer show, rather than five shorter segments. And we're going to release the entire interview on Monday, so you'll be able to listen to it at your convenience throughout the whole week. Sound good? All right. Secondly, let me encourage you to reach out if you are struggling with sexual sin, if you're struggling with pornography. I want you to visit my website today. Let me encourage you, dustindaniels.org today, and you can schedule a 30-minute free pastoral coaching session with me. All right, let's get right to it. Today's show was originally show number 130, and it aired on January the 29th, 2016 on Faith Talk 1360 out of Phoenix, Arizona. Here's Dr. Albert Moeller and why Christians can't keep silent about the sexual revolution. Overlooking downtown Phoenix from the Faith Talk studios at the Camelback Towers, it's the Dustin Daniels Show, where God, sex, and current events are explored from a Christian perspective. I'm Dustin Daniels, your host. Welcome to the program. 1-855-5-DUSTIN. That's 1-855-538-7846 is the phone number to call. You can also email your questions by visiting dustindanielsradio.com and follow me on Twitter at Purity Pastor. Well, I came across a headline back in October dealing with a major Christian leader and homosexuals. And when I read the headline, I thought, man, this is scandalous. But it's scandalous in a Christ-centered way. The headline reads, "Prominent Christian leader admits that he has sinned against homosexuals. Dr. Albert Moeller rejects reparative therapy while proclaiming we cannot be silent." So in a press conference back in October, at the beginning of a three-day ACBC annual meeting, that's the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors, Dr. Albert Moeller, he's the president of Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and he rejected claims of critics that he supports reparative therapy for same-sex attracted individuals, a view that is discussed in his new book. It's called We Cannot Be Silent. Dr. Moeller said, "We do not believe that homosexuals are to be converted to heterosexuality." Moeller was joined in the news conference by Dr. Heath Lambert, who we have also had on the show. He's the executive director of the Association of Certified Biblical Counselors. So Dr. Lambert said this, "We believe that all same-sex sexual activity is sin, and that marriage can only be the conjugal union of a man and a woman." And Dr. Moeller also stated, "We believe that no one has the right or even the ability to change gender, but we are not calling the LGBT community to be converted to heterosexuality. Rather, we're calling everyone, regardless of sexual or gender identity, to be converted to a new life in Christ." A new life that begins in conversion and leads to a life of wholeness and holiness as defined by the Bible in obedience to Christ. Wow. Isn't that scandalous? I mean, the truth and the grace that was spoken by Dr. Moeller and Dr. Lambert to our LGBT friends. It kind of reminds us of someone else, doesn't it? The Gospel of John, chapter 1, John writes, "The Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and He, Jesus Christ, was full of grace and truth." Well, Dr. Albert Moeller joins us today, and he serves as president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary. It's the flagship school of the Southern Baptist Convention and one of the largest seminaries in the world. Dr. Moeller has been recognized by Time Magazine and Christianity Today as a leader among American evangelicals. In fact, Time.com called him the reigning intellectual of the evangelical movement in the United States. And in addition to his presidential duties, Dr. Moeller also hosts two programs. The first is The Briefing. It's a daily analysis of news and events from a Christian worldview. And secondly, Thinking in Public, a series of conversations with today's leading thinkers. And he also writes a popular blog and a regular commentary on moral, cultural, and theological issues. Dr. Moeller, welcome to the show.
Justin, it's great to be with you. Thank you.
Hey, thank you for being a voice of both grace and truth. I loved reading that press release and really enjoyed reading your book. It's titled, We Cannot Be Silent. And let's just dive right in. What's the main issue that we can't be silent about?
Well, you know, Dustin, the main issue is that God has a purpose for us as humanity. It's reflected in our gender identity. It's reflected in our, and that means at our birth. It's reflected in our sexual lives. It's reflected in our marriages and in our families. It's reflected in the gift of the family's solidarity for the rest of society. And supremely, God has a plan for us in terms of coming to faith in the Lord Jesus Christ and finding salvation in Him. And we can't be silent about that. And if we can't be silent about the whole of that truth, we can't be silent about its parts. And so everything that Scripture declares, everything that Scripture says is true, and it's our responsibility to teach every single word of Scripture.
You know, as I was reading your book, you lay out a great timeline of how we got to where we are. Specifically, I'm referring to the Supreme Court case of same-sex marriage. How did we get to where a country that was founded on Christ-centered morals and values has the Supreme Court stepping out of their constitutional expertise and quote-unquote redefining marriage?
Well, as you say, it didn't begin with that. You know, too many Christians think the sexual revolution began this past June. That's just not true.
Right.
In a very focused way, it began in the early decades of the 20th century and gained a lot of momentum. First came the development of contraceptives, which most people don't recognize, most Christians don't recognize. That was driven by sexual revolutionaries. It was funded by them. They provided the money for it, because if you can separate sex and procreation, you can set loose a sexual revolution. And then we had the rise of no-fault divorce. This no-fault divorce redefined marriage. Long before anyone was talking about a man and a man supposedly getting married, the idea that marriage was a lifelong covenant was redefined in our courts and in our legislatures. And that's the most fundamental redefinition of marriage, actually, in our lifetime.
Mm, wow.
And then we did have an ideological sexual revolution. I'm old enough to remember what that looked like on the college campuses of the 60s. It didn't stay there. It never does. What happens on the college and university campus eventually filters out to the entire society. And, you know, the latest evidence of that, long before you get to LGBT issues, is the fact that cohabitation rates among heterosexual couples are now so high that that's the norm of the first relationship in which a man and a woman live together. So long before you get to the LGBT issues or to people who associate themselves with the LGBT identity, heterosexuals have already messed up the whole sexual and marriage picture. And then, of course, there was a gay rights movement that really did push this towards where we are right now.
Dr. Mueller, do you find the argument, you know, their divorce is so rampant inside and outside the church, isn't this a good thing that we should try to do something different because obviously marriage, traditional marriage is not working? Have you heard that argument?
Well, I've heard that argument, and of course it's not working where it's not working, and most of the places it's not working is where it's not tried. And so when you look at marriage, and you just look at the statistics, people who get married and stay married are healthier, they are by every measure happier, they are more economically secure, they are less likely to have children who get into trouble at school or trouble with the law. I mean, even if you don't know anything about theology or anything about God's gift and creation of marriage, if you just look at the social science statistics, marriage is singularly the most important thing that brings about good effects for human beings.
You state in your book that there is no middle ground in the church's engagement with homosexuality. Either churches will affirm the legitimacy of same-sex relationships or they're not. Can you say more on that?
Yeah, I think it's pretty easy to understand. You know, Dustin, the scripture is clear. Let me be very clear. I believe that every word of scripture is divinely inspired, and I believe the scripture is inerrant. And the Bible is very clear and consistent when it comes to defining what it means to be male and female, defining what gender, as we understand it, is, defining God's plan for our sexuality, defining marriage, and it's very, very clear. On the other side, those who are avidly committed to the LGBT agenda, they're not asking for a little bit of change in the church's moral teaching. They're asking for a reversal of it. Indeed, they're demanding it. They don't want a little bit of respect. They want full respect. They don't want something like marriage. They demand marriage by the legal definition.
Sure.
And so there really isn't any middle ground. A church or a pastor that tries to find middle ground is building an impossible position. It just doesn't exist. You're either going to perform a same-sex ceremony or you're not. You're either going to recognize people as they demand, or you're not. You're either going to ordain an openly gay pastor or you're not. There really isn't any middle ground. It's just a matter of time before we know where every pastor and every church stands.
Dr. Mueller, what are we so afraid of as church leaders to address this issue?
Well, I think we're afraid of opposition. We're afraid of people in our own churches who haven't been well taught, perhaps responding negatively as if this is just some sort of animus or intolerance. I think we're also afraid of being singled out in the larger society as one of those, you know, a church, a pastor who teaches and stands by the scripture.
All right.
But, you know, I put it this way. If you are going to be faithful in the end, you might as well be faithful right now. It makes no sense to me how these pastors who say, you know, when the time comes, I'm going to tell the truth. Well, tell the truth right now.
With the Ministry of Seven Places, we specialize in working with families and churches in this area of sexual sin and counseling and groups like that. And would you agree that this really, I mean, the laws are changing and really we're seeing the tip of the iceberg and there is so much more that is coming our way. I kind of relate that to this huge tsunami wave that's coming towards us here in the next, I don't know, 1 to 3 years. I mean, our ministry culture, church culture is getting ready to change drastically in the next few years. Is that correct?
You know, absolutely. And what we're looking at is a head-on collision with a lot of religious liberty issues. I'm president of a seminary. You talk to the president of a Christian college, university. How long is it before? I mean, we're already seeing the pressure right now in the headlines. How long is it before that college is given a choice? You know, your students can receive financial aid or and you're going to have to accept our entire LGBT agenda. Or you're going to lose that student aid and your students. Or how long is it going to be before the NCAA shows up at a local Christian university and says, you want to play ball?
Right.
Then you're going to have to capitulate on all of these moral principles. It's going to get right down to every adoption agency, you name it. It will leave nothing untouched.
Dr. Albert Mueller is my guest today. He is the president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and we are discussing his brand new book. It's called We Cannot Be Silent. And to learn more about Dr. Mueller, you can visit albertmohler.com. That's M-O-H-L-E-R L-E-R. And when we return, we're going to find out if Christians, are we really underestimating the challenge, all the challenges that this new sexual revolution brings? You're listening to The Dustin Daniels Show.
Do you want to know more about the Bible? If you teach a Bible study and want to be more effective, or you just want to learn for your own personal discipleship, then the Certificate of Bible Teaching Program may be for you. Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary, one of the 10 largest seminaries in the world, offers classes in North Phoenix designed to give students greater insight into the content and message of the Bible. Students also learn ways of presenting the Bible more effectively in Bible studies, Sunday school, home groups, or personal discipleship. In North Phoenix, classes meet at I-17 and Cactus Road. Other certificate, diploma, and degree programs are available in North Phoenix and in Scottsdale at the seminary's Arizona campus, located on Hayden Road. Call today for more information, 480-941-1993. That's area code 480-941-1993. Golden Gate Baptist Theological Seminary, shaping leaders who expand God's kingdom around the world.
Welcome back to the Dustin Daniels Show. This is a radio outreach ministry of seven places, and we're on the air because of your financial support. Thank you to all of our Purity partners who keep us on the air through your giving. And if this radio ministry has helped you, we ask that you would please help us. $1 a day, $30 per month for 2016 to become a Purity partner. And if you've been listening to the show on the air or the podcast version or iTunes version of the show, you can certainly call that phone number at 1-855-5-DUSTIN at any time. You can also visit the website at DustinDanielsRadio.com. Dr. Albert Moeller is our guest today, president of the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, and we are discussing his new book. It's titled, We Cannot Be Silent. And Dr. Moeller, as Christians, we were just talking before the break that there is a tsunami wave headed our way. And I'm curious, what does this sexual revolution mean as far as you mentioned some of the laws there? What's it really mean for us in the next couple years as far as renting spaces in churches or maybe even bringing our kids to Awana and dealing with certain Christian or Christ-centered businesses? How is that going to change things?
Yeah, well, it's going to change things immediately in that, you know, a lot of people showing up at a church these days, one of the first things they want to know is, where do you stand on these issues? And that's understandable. You've also got the fact that people are going to show up and they're going to be investigating. Is this a church that is going to marry same-sex couples, that's going to accept and affirm same-sex marriage? All that's happening. You've got Christian colleges and universities. The big issues are housing, hiring, and admissions. You know, are they able to live, and are they determined? That's the bigger question. Are they determined to operate by and to uphold Christian convictions? And then you've got all kinds of people in the workplace. You know, what happens when a Christian cake baker is asked to make a cake for a same-sex wedding, or
absolutely,
a photographer
yeah.
to be in a wedding as a photographer? Or what happens when you want to take your kid to the Boy Scouts? You mentioned Awana. Awana is standing very much by the Bible, but the Boy Scouts, I mean, they've just joined the sexual revolution, and you know, they're now going to allow openly gay scouts and openly gay scouting leaders. That's not the Boy Scouts I knew when I was a Boy Scout in the 60s and 70s. So this is an entirely new thing. No part of the culture is going to be untouched.
Is the sexual revolution and the legal revolution that we're experiencing, is that a coincidence that our laws are beginning to change?
No, you know, it's all part of the same thing. And the biggest issue was the Supreme Court in the 1960s going beyond the words of the Constitution in order to delve into matters of sexuality, and did so first with contraception in the 1960s and then on. And, I mean, it's clear. The founding fathers of the United States had nothing to say in the Constitution about contraception. That's just a fact.
Right.
But the Supreme Court decided that it would move into all these territories. And, you know, I think if our founders were to be present, they'd be, first of all, shocked by the moral change. But they'd also be shocked that somehow we have a federal government that's litigating in these matters.
We're speaking with Dr. Albert Mohler. His new book, it's called We Cannot Be Silent. For more information, you can visit his website at albertmohler.com. And I'm curious, Dr. Mohler, from our pulpits today, have we become too compassionate on this issue? Is that why we as a church are really still walking around on eggshells on this subject?
You know, Dustin, I love the way you asked the question because, you know, theoretically, is it possible to be too compassionate? The answer is, biblically speaking, no. But in the Bible, just as you cited from the Gospel of John, compassion and truth, grace and truth are always together. And so if we define compassion as telling people what will make them feel better, then that is something that Christians simply can't do. And we better be thankful for that. Someone had to tell us that we were sinners and we needed Christ. Every single one of us who's a believer. And, you know, there are people who say it's not compassionate to tell people they're sinners, but of course it is, because that's the truth that tells us we need Christ.
Yeah.
And it's the same thing when applied to any other sin and in the life of any other sinner. Compassion means telling the truth with grace in order that the truth may lead a sinner to grace and to wholeness in Christ.
I'm curious about your take on moving back to the public school systems and what's happened to our sex ed classes and our curriculum. And what's your thoughts on that?
Well, I would say, first of all, Christians shouldn't be surprised that the secular world is going to mess up sex and sex education. And we should also understand that the people who want to drive a revolution in sexuality and in marriage and on these moral issues, they've got to address themselves to the youngest people possible. And so, you know, Dustin, I've been involved in, I've given testimony before congressional and senatorial committees going back to the 1990s at the state level, the early 90s on these issues. This isn't new. But we need to remember that whoever's teaching about sex is teaching about morality. The only question is what morality is being taught.
As president of one of the largest seminaries in the world, the Southern Baptist Theological Seminary, what are you guys doing at your seminary communicating to your staff to raise up new church leaders in this new sexual revolution that we're experiencing?
Well, that's a great question. The first thing we're doing is making sure they know the Bible. That's first and foremost.
Amen.
They will never rise above their knowledge of and commitment to Scripture, period. Mm. And then we're trying to model the kind of way that you do two things. First of all, that you respond to people who are coming to us with an array of LGBT issues with grace and truth and patience and compassion and the gospel of Christ, that being an entirely gospel-driven ministry, and how at the same time we address these issues publicly, because that's why the book that I just wrote is titled as it is, We Cannot Be Silent. Someone may try to find a little cone of silence somewhere, but that's not going to last.
I love one of the sections in your book. You have Q&A section. You ask the really hard questions, and then you give a biblical answer. And that, to me, is one of the most important parts of the book. Why were you compelled to put that section in there?
Oh, I really appreciate that. You know, I was compelled to do that because as I was writing the book over the process of about 2 years in the midst of a revolution, I had so many pastors asking me questions, and they were the same questions over and over and over again. So I got a group of young, wonderful, biblically driven, gospel-loving pastors and students and said, okay, what are the questions I have to answer in this book? And I decided just to do it just that way, ask the question and answer it. And it's interesting. I guess more people have turned to that first than reading any other part of the book.
Yeah, because it's so helpful. You give a biblical view right from the very, very start. And Dr. Mohler, you've provided a way of hope for us who are starting to understand what's going on within our churches, especially the small churches that don't have a lot of resources. You know, they're a one-man pastor, and they've got less than 100 people to come alongside of them and provide the tools and the resources is wonderful. And I think, I'd love your take on this. Our country has turned the corner here and has become dark. But at the same time, the gospel of Jesus Christ, in through all of this purity stuff, all of our questions, the darker the country gets, the brighter the gospel shines. Do you see that as well, sir?
No, I certainly do. And, you know, it's really interesting that this is where the church began. The church didn't begin in a culture that agreed with it on sexuality and marriage. That's not what happened.
Right.
The church began in the Roman Empire, an empire of debauchery. But it upheld the gospel of Christ. It also taught winsomely and courageously. All the Bible teaches about God's purpose for us in sexuality and being male and female. And eventually, the church was known as a place of compassion and truth. And that's exactly what we have to pray for now.
Dr. Albert Mohler is my guest. His brand new book, it's called We Cannot Be Silent. To learn more about Dr. Mohler, you can visit his website at albertmohler.com. You can also follow me on Twitter at Purity Pastor. You can find about new resources as well on the website of DustinDanielsRadio.com. And let's remember 1 Corinthians 4:20, the kingdom of God isn't just a lot of talk, it's living in God's power. I love you. We'll see you next week.
The Dustin Daniels Radio Show is designed to provide accurate and authoritative information with regard to the subject matter covered. This information is given with the understanding that neither the host nor the station is engaged in rendering counseling advice for your personal situation. If you need further help, we encourage you to seek the services of a Christ-based counseling professional. For more information on the radio show, visit DustinDanielsRadio.com.